is joining us to connect so that we can share with all of you what we have for astrology. So, Stacy, how are you tonight?
I'm happy to be with you, as always.
Good to connect with you. How are things in Boston?
Getting warmer. The spring is here. The flowers are blooming. It's always nice in the spring. It always reminds us that there's always beginnings after endings. So I'm loving the flowers coming up. It's not as warm as down by you, but I'm still enjoying the spring. And I like talking about May. And I definitely wanted to talk about your opening, Sarah, because everything you were talking about was really astrology, just in a different language. So it resonates so. So I think we're going to pull it all together for everyone with how the astrology message for everyone matches exactly what you were talking about in the beginning. And the number six cycle is really prevalent in this month. So got a lot of information to share tonight.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing that and really understanding what is coming up, because I heard, and I, you know, I'm no astrologer, but I heard from Spirit, like, get ready, fasten your seatbelts, we're in for a yeehaw moment. So I'm ready to go yeehaw and find out what's going to happen next.
Well, let's go to that point. So we'll talk about it. It's an unusual month in a way, or we could call it a blue month, because we have two full moons this month, which means we're in a blue, they would call this a blue moon cycle. So it's all about release and culmination. We have a new moon in Gemini we'll talk about. So full moons are the culmination of a six-month cycle. New moons start a six-month cycle. But I think what Spirit was talking about was Pluto. It's a very, very powerful planet of transformation, death, rebirth, is going retrograde in Aquarius. Guess when? Today. So I'm not surprised, Sarah, we're talking about the start of a six-month powerful cycle today. And Aquarius is all about society, technology, groups, where we're going into the future. So, yes, today starts a very, very powerful six-month cycle where we're all being called to get unstuck, using your words in the beginning of your opening. And you are having a call to, we need to all look in our lives where we've been stuck, and we've got 6 months to make that happen. Well, that's Pluto is in retrograde for 6 months starting today.
Oh, boy.
So astrology is aligning with everything you're talking about. How's that?
Amazing. I'm really, well, you know, Spirit knows where the planets are better than I will. So I'm really glad that they're in the know, and they give me at least some idea, might not be the same terminology, as to what's happening.
And actually, I'm sitting here listening to you, and I'm yelling into your Facebook, it's Pluto you're talking about. So I think what we'll do is, for everybody listening, you want to pay attention to, if you know your rising sign, listen to that sign, or listen to your sun sign. And what we're going to talk about is the moon cycles of what's been happening this month. And then we're going to look at, where is this Pluto going retrograde for you? Because the answer, when Sarah was asking, where do you need to be unstuck? That's what I'm going to share with you.
Great.
Now, for those of you who have your own natal chart and you had your birth chart done, take a look at where Pluto is in your natal chart. That's also going to be an area that you're going to feel in this cycle. But we're going to look at where Pluto is retrograding today in your chart. So are we ready to rock around the clock?
Let's rock around the clock. Let's see what each astrological sign has for us.
All right. So we always start with Aries, which is the beginning of the cycle. So this new moon in Gemini, which is coming up on the 16th, that activates your second house. So you want to have new plans and visions having to do with money and income and your values. Now, the Scorpio full moon just happened on the 1st. That happens in your 8th house. So you might have had some revelations on shared finances or some emotional truths with some very intimate connections you have. Now, at the end of the month, on the 31st, there's a full moon in Sag. For you, Aries, that's in your 9th house. That's about your belief system, your perspectives. You might have some new epiphanies and start looking at life a little bit differently. Now, Pluto is going retrograde for you, Aries, in your 11th house. That's about your goals, your dreams, your networks, your friends, your groups. So are you stuck in your goals not really being the right goal for you? Or are you stuck with a group of people that you really should not be with? And who should you be with? That's where it's going to hit you. Now, Taurus. Happy birthday, Taurus. The new moon for you in Gemini is in your first house. It's all about your personal reset, who you are in the world, who you want to show to the world. Now, the Scorpio full moon was just in your seventh house. That should have brought some clarity to your relationships, either business or romantically committed. And the Sagittarian full moon at the end of the month is in your eighth house. That's about your intimate ties, and it could be about your financial shared resources. Now, the Pluto retrograde, Taurus, for you is in your 10th house. That's your career. That's your standing in the world. So, Taurus, for these 6 months, if you're stuck in your career, now is the time to reevaluate that. Pluto is going to make sure you move in the right direction. Now, Gemini. The new moon for you coming up in Gemini is in your 12th house. So that for you is about rest, closure, spirituality, really coming to terms with the inner workings for yourself. Now, the Scorpio full moon that's coming up, I'm sorry, the one that just passed, that was in your 6th house of work. So you might have had some realizations about your work, or it could have to do with your health. While the Sagittarian full moon at the end of the month, that's in your 7th house. That's partnerships. That's close business ties, committed relationships. So there might be something in that area of your life at the end of the month. Now, Pluto is in Aquarius, is retrograding Aquarius in your 9th house, Gemini. And Sarah, you were talking about this too, and being a Gemini. It's about your belief system. How you view the world. I know you talked about that in the beginning, too. Time to reevaluate your beliefs. Cancer, the new moon for you coming up is in your 11th house. That's about goals, dreams, networks, friends. The Scorpio full moon was just in your 5th house, about creativity and romance, children. And the Sagittarian full moon at the end of the month for you is in your 6th house. That's work. Routines, health. Now, Pluto, for you, Cancer, is retrograding in your 8th house. That is your deep emotional ties, your intimate relationships, and it also could do with your assets and your shared resources. So anyway, you're stuck in those areas, you're being called to make a transition here. Leo, the new moon for you is in your 10th house coming up. Career opportunities. You might, this is the time to plan. If you need to make a move in your career, this new moon is going to focus on that for you. Now, this past full moon was in your house of home and family. You might have had some revelations there. While the coming full moon at the end of the month is in your 5th house of romance and creativity. Now, for you, Leo, Pluto is retrograding in your 7th house. That's committed relationships, business, marriage. So if you're stuck in that area, that's where you're being called to make a transformation. Virgo, the new moon for you coming up is in your 9th house. Study, travel, education, could be media. That's your vision board. What do you want to make happen over the next 6 months? The Scorpio full moon that just happened was in your 3rd house. So you might have had some important conversations or some communication that has some significance. And the full moon at the end of the month is in your house of home and change. So there might be some change going on at the home front. Now, Pluto is going retrograde for you, Virgo, in your 6th house. That's your everyday life. That's your routines. Do you need to pay attention to your health? Are you having some bad habits and now it's time to turn this around? Are you in a rut at work? That's where your focus is going to be. Now, Libra. The new moon coming up is in your 8th house. That's transformation for shared resources, assets, your close intimate relationships. This past Scorpio full moon was about money. You might have seen something culmination in your financial area, while the coming up full moon at the end of the month is in your house of communication. Siblings, maybe something's happening in your neighborhood. Now, Pluto is in your fifth house in this retrograde. That's your creativity, your talents, your romance. If you're stuck there, that's where you need to make a change. It's also the house of children. So there could be some changes needed with your relationships with your children. Scorpio, new moon for you coming up. That's in your seventh house of committed relationships. So there's new partnership energy out there for you. The full moon was just in your first house. So maybe you changed the way you look or changed your hair color or got a new look. The Sagittarius full moon coming at the end of the month is about money and values. So something... maybe some money will be coming in for you. Pluto for you, Scorpio, that's retrograding in your house of home and family. So the focus there is if you're stuck in your house and you need to move or do a renovation or some family issue hanging out there, you're going to be called to get unstuck there. Sag, the new moon coming up for you is in your house of everyday life, work, health routines. You need to get those appointments. Now's the time to take care of yourself and get that going. The Scorpio full moon was just in your 12th house, so you might have had some release of some things that you've been carrying deeply with you. Now the full moon is in the first house. That's about you, front and center. What do you want to do? How do you want to be in the world? Now Pluto for you is in your third house. That's communications. That's getting your voice. That's your mindset evolving. It also has to do with relations with your siblings. Capricorn, the new moon coming up is in your fifth house. Romance, creativity, all of that's in the offering. So start your vision board. The Scorpio full moon was just in your 11th house. That was friendships, groups, connections. You might have seen a shift there. While the full moon at the end of the month is in your 12th house, that calls for rest, meditation, really looking, doing some inner work. Now, for Capricorn, Pluto's retrograding in your second house. That's money and values. So you're going to be looking at the way you make money, what your values are, and maybe that you're stuck in aligning them. Aquarius, the new moon, your fourth house. You get to reset home and family and how what you want that to look like over the next 6 months. The Scorpio full moon just activated your career. So career matters are important to you, Aquarius. You might see some changes going on there. While the full moon at the end of the month is about your network and the people you know. Pluto for you, Aquarians, it's in your sign. This is all about your own personal reinvention. It's all about you. So you know when Pluto is in your own sign, you're being called to reevaluate and get back to your own roots of who you really are. Now, Pisces, the new moon, that's in your third house, communication and ideas. The Scorpio full moon was in your ninth house, maybe a trip or studies or in that area, media, some changes happen for you. While the full moon at the end of the month is about your career, so you can see some changes there as well. But for you, Pisces, the Pluto retrograde is in your 12th house. It's about your inner work. Pisces, you're the last sign. You're doing a lot of inner work. It's almost like some cleanup time for you of some things you need to be addressed on a deep spiritual level. And Sarah, the message about Pluto is the same message we've been talking about really all year. Pluto is really affecting all of us so we could transform into the person and the soul that we are meant to be here. It is so important to be true to ourselves now and to stand with our own personal values. So all this Pluto retrograde is doing is showing us where in our lives we need to do that right now to make that change. So we're all feeling it, but when you know the area you need to fix, at least that will give us relief when we start to work on those areas. So I hope that helps everybody navigate the month, Sarah.
I think we've given them quite enough so that they have the ability to look for the signs and make the choices and yield to the areas that are most beneficial so that they could be where they want to be 6 months from now. Because that's so important.
Well, Pluto goes direct October 15th. So there's our 6 months. So we'll be looking back in October and November to see what changes we've been able to make in our lives or start the journey to bring us back to our true selves.
And to our true selves we need to be, because to thine own self be true. And it's so important that we honor our spirit, honor our knowing, and we listen to the whisper of God, because God is always giving us all the clues that we need. Well, Stacy, it's been a pleasure having you join us here. For those of you who would like to know what the stars have for you personally with your own natal chart and what some of the transits may bring and other questions that you have about your personal astrology, visit destinyinthestars.com, and there you can schedule your own personal session with Stacy Holler, and she can assist you navigate all the things that are coming up for you in the future and be prepared so that you can create the world and life that you desire. And especially those of you who have birthdays coming up in May and June and July, it's a great time to get ahead and see what you want this next year to be and where the moments are that you need to notice so you can follow the promptings and make the choices that lead you down the path for your best and highest good. Stacy, we appreciate you. We are grateful that you're here sharing your wisdom and knowledge with us once a month, and you have been for several years now. And we know our audience is most appreciative of your wisdom.
It is always my pleasure to join you and your listeners, and I look forward to joining you again next month.
Great, Stacy. We thank you so much, and we'll talk next month. Bye for now.
Bye for now.